No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back. One-on-one Thursday. Appreciate you hanging out. There's so much good stuff. Pretty good stuff going on around the station and in the community. Again, the Dress to Impress event Saturday. And we have passes, so if you want to just go to the event, you know, again, comedy, you got live comedy, you know, puppy petting, zoo, trivia, comedy, it's a variety show. And, you know, dance, little dance club at the end of the evening if you want to be a part. We have passes. If you want them, let me know. Reach out. Hizzle Bush is this. Carter 6'5", though. I don't think Nebraska's ever had a guy that high jump 7 foot run 11.03 100 meter dash and shot put 50 plus feet. He's a certified freak. Nebraska has always had freaks. The question is, can you line up at tight end and help them beat Michigan? Like, that requires somebody's got to get them the ball. That person who gets the ball has to be protected. There has to be distractions. There better be a running game that you can play action off of to clear some space for the 6'5" freak to get athletic in the middle of the field. And it's the Big Ten Conference. And every one of the Big Ten teams has an all Big Ten caliber safety sitting back there waiting to pick off 6'5" freaks as they run vertical routes and seam routes. Linebackers that like to body up and forearm him to the ribs as he tries to get off the line of scrimmage. It's not easy. It's not easy to do. They've had freaks at tight end. Absolutely. Maybe not this one, but hey. Show me where it shows up in the Big Ten. That's the answer. That is the answer. Where it shows up in the Big Ten. And it's in play. Derek and Carr, how you doing, bro? Appreciate you shouting that. So do you believe our defense can matriculate the knowledge needed in the first three games enough to be able to stop an unknown Michigan offense in game four? I'm not as worried about the offense. As Hogo will have them ready. Great show. I'll ask at the Bach that if you think the defense can manifest a win over Michigan in game four.
Yeah, I mean, the defense is obviously there's a lot of hype around the offense this season because of Holgorsen and all the reasons that are there dealing with Raiola. Don't forget the defense did lead this team each of the last 2 years. A lot of change going on there, but do they have the potential to maybe live up to what was there previously? Yes, they do. And it's going to look different. We kind of mentioned that. And that's kind of been a big talking point in this camp. Without Nash and Ty, you don't have the big space eaters up front that can play, you know, especially in Ty's category at an all Big Ten level. But you've got some guys coming off the edge. They feel like they maybe have a little bit more athleticism out there. You mentioned the rover position. It looks like, you know, right now, maybe Hartsog plays that. That's a completely different type of defensive back than Isaac, than, Gifford. So it's going to look different, but the defense, I think, can continue to be the strength of this team. And if they can step up and meet to the level that that they've played in the last 2 years, and then the offense steps up, then we talk about the special teams, obviously, nowhere to go but up. And you were a few plays last year away from winning, you know, 9 games. So there's a lot of potential in this team. Do I think there's going to be, I mean, I'd put it this way, I guess, is that I think that the offense feels like it's ahead of the defense and feels like it's, you know, kind of going to be the strength of the team this year. But I don't think it's so overwhelming that there's going to be certain games the defense is definitely going to have to lead and the offenses might struggle a little bit.
Bach, here's the question for you. Who do you trust more, the offensive line or defensive line?
I would say the offensive line, I think just because we know some more of those pieces coming back, but it's not by a big margin. I think those are the two big question marks that you have on this team, to be quite honest. That's not the best place when you're talking about Big Ten football for your biggest questions to be up there. Now, questions preseason don't necessarily have to mean questions on the team midseason or toward the end of the season. So, I mean, they can definitely get it done, but you know, I think and to that defensive line, I feel like there's enough guys that we've seen flashes of. But I kind of want to turn another question around on you, because like I said, I would probably lean toward offensive line. We've heard the defensive line, Riley Van Poppel, now say that they're going to go after the Nebraska sack record. We've heard the offensive line and Rocco Spindler say we're going to try to win the Joe Moore Award. We're going to try to be the best offensive line in the country. Of course, we heard Dylan at Big Ten Media Days saying we're going to go for a national championship. We heard Ja'Cory Barney saying that he wants to lead the nation in punt returns. When you hear all that, does that make you feel like, okay, well, maybe this is like a speak it into existence type of situation? Is it setting your goals high, aim small, miss ball type of situation? Or there's always the camp that say I'd rather let the pads do the talking than anything else. What is your opinion about the really high goals and expectations from basically every part of this football team?
Well, accountability matters. And a thing that is said out loud.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Creates accountability. That if I tell you we're going to be the best radio station in the state, then you can hold me to that. You can hold me to that. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm not working to be the best station in the state if I don't say it. Some will say that I can work in confidence and work in silence and then just show up one day and be the best, right? The numbers in production will say that. And then other people will determine what best is. But we have to do the work, the actual work behind the scenes, and having a plan, whether I say it or not, doesn't dictate whether do I know what I'm doing? I could say I know what I'm doing. Do I know what I'm doing? Is there production that says this can happen? If this says in full that you trust Holgorsen more because you know more. We have 4 weeks of work in an off season of knowing who he is and what he's bringing to the table. And it's been that much longer with the players actually talking about what they're learning, right? Because players can't wait to tell you, hey, I feel pretty good. Like, I feel good. We feel knowledgeable. What is the sack number? What's the Husker all-time sack number? Can you find that out for me?
I could try. I believe, and I could be wrong, but I think Carriker's junior season when they got 50 sacks would be the team record. But I could double check. I'm not for sure on that.
That is a number, and again, at the same time, I also don't know what the leaders in the Big Ten Conference had a year ago, right? Because that would literally tell you a part of how this is going to play out. It's no different than Dilling saying the ceiling for this Nebraska football team is the national title. Well, that's a statement of truth. It's a statement of truth. That's the ceiling. Now, is that the reality? Is that there's also a basement to that, right? So you have to have all of those conversations. I would fully expect that he's putting in championship level work. He's putting in championship work. In order to say that, Dilling feels the way he feels. Van Poppel feels the way he feels because he sees something in practice. Now, is he experienced in knowledge about it? Like what it's going to take to get the 50 plus sacks for the Huskers? I'm not sure.
Now, to be fair, he did, you kind of throw it all encompassing. He was talking about the career sack records that they're like kind of individually going after. Maybe less so as a team, but that would imply, right?
Well, what's the number
going after?
What's the career sack record?
The career sack record, I believe, is at 29.5 for Trev Alberts.
So Van Poppel has how many currently? Is then like you have to ask the next question. That's how you break down this stuff. Hey, what's the next question? What is his current number headed into this year? And is it possible if the statement is you're going to get 10 sacks for the next 3 years, right? That's a statement out loud. That's a statement out loud because I don't think they had 10 sacks by anybody last year. Right?
Right.
So you're going to change the standard, right? You're going to raise the roof. The ceiling, in fact, becomes a different ceiling. I don't disagree. Dave from Reno says Nebraska will be successful if the defensive line plays well. Which is why I asked the question, the matter of trust, in which line you believe in the most. And it's just at this moment, right? Because familiarity breeds trust. You know some of the names and players. And then in some cases, you don't. You know, old dad 34, we see you. Says, of course, you let the pads do the talk, but what are they supposed to say? I hope we're the bottom three of the Big Ten. Yeah, what are they? I mean, you put microphones in front of them, and they're not always all polished and all prepared to have the microphone in front of them. But what would I want him to say as a coach? Yeah, we're striving to be the best. We're working to be the best. And then you can take it a step further. You can tell me what you're doing in your work, right? But you also don't want to share your hand. Like you don't want to flash your hand. Then listen, we're in the lab. Like we're cooking up some stuff. Like we've got some different different pressures we're putting in. We've got some different players who are doing different things. We don't know. And we're not supposed to. We're not supposed to. Because if they're not running, we don't have anybody returning who has 10 sacks. That's the number that you would say to me. And then on the other side, this will be the question for when we come back. Bach, who do you trust more? The receiving group, the receivers room, or the defensive back room? We'll get that answer from Bach. Text line, let me know. Who do you have more trust in? And it's just a matter of trust. It's not saying one is great and one is not. It is a matter of who you trust to produce this year. We'll get those answers when we come back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.